I have a cold open.
Okay.
It's more like a statement that I need to make.
Hit us.
I want to address the controversy.
Oh, what?
So I don't know if people have picked up on this yet, but in every episode of Tales from Grevlon, there has been a mention of butter. And it seems that in our previous episode, there failed to be any mention of butter. I would like to take this moment to, one, apologize to the fans, but two, I would like to give a suggestion to my fellow storytellers that there is a moment in the episode where we encounter sticky buns.
I was thinking that.
So I would like to suggest that there was butter all over those sticky buns, and that was the butter mention of the episode.
As the Talekeeper, I do feel an obligation to say that the sticky buns are actually completely butterless. They're made without butter. They're completely dairy free.
Why are you doing this to me?
But you said there was icing.
Thomas wants me to get canceled.
It's the water icing.
Water icing.
I was hanging off a cliff and Thomas just stepped on my little thingies and watched me fall, Mufasa style.
Scar and Mufasa is actually a really good analogy for this because you created this world and then I killed you.
Yeah.
Hello, folks and friends, and welcome to Tales from Grevlon. I am your Talekeeper, Thomas Flance. I am joined by Talia Shatsky.
Ashalini Amira Ginglepossum, a fairy talent agent, magnetic and prophetic.
What?
Oh.
Prophetic?
Is this a new thing we need to talk about vis-a-vis your character sheet?
Only I know.
Okay. Katie Siegel.
Lenro Lindenbar. Elven handy person, happy and handy.
Ooh, that's sweet. And Sam Kitsial.
Patarak, an elephant folk art cartographer's assistant, giddy and hapless.
All right.
See, Sam Kit sometimes tells us what he's going to say ahead of time, so then we don't have as much of a reaction because we already yeah. know what he's going to say.
I ruined the surprise. I just need validation, okay?
Totally. Don't we all?
Today, we find our crew in attendance at the Showcase of Talents, Arts, and Rarities in the Southern Marshlands. This is where the up-and-coming talents of Unkiv's Talent School perform for family, friends, and potential talent agents.
Talent school?
Yes.
Talent school.
Talent school, yes. Sorry, is there a problem with the name of this?
I'm with Thomas on this one. I don't see any issues.
Most of the students here have already signed with an agent. This is more of a showcase for family and friends in that case, showcasing their talent to the other agents. And some of these people have already signed, such as a cubist painter, somebody whose talent is juggling and weight guessing, and a shadow puppeteer. They've been signed already. And for some questions, Patarak, what was your favorite talent showcased so far?
So I really loved the canoodling and gadoodling. That was when someone took a pool.
No, continue. Straight face. Straight to camera.
Go ahead.
That's when someone took, a pool noodle and rode on it like a horse. Through the air. To pre-qualify for this talent, you have to be able to fly. They rode on it through the air like a mount, and then also doodled themselves riding on this pool noodle through the air like a mount.
Did you just come up with this right now?
Did it sound like he had that prepared?
Did it sound like that he had that locked and loaded?
I would like to say, because Thomas loves his acronyms, I think the acronym for this is STAR. Am I right?
Yes.
Let's go!
That was very intentional. That one wasn't like a hidden mystery. That one was very intentionally put in front of your face.
if it's not, I'm a visual learner. So if I don't, like have it, if I didn't see it, then I'm like, I don't know what you said.
Lenril, how did you handle the stage manager of this event attempting to usher you on stage, mistaking you for one of the performers?
I didn't really know what was happening until I was there. So I kind of just went along with it. And then I was center stage. And I said, hello, my name is Lenril Lindenbar. And then I think that, like, by the time he got there, Lenril realized what was happening. But by then, he didn't want to say, like, there was a mistake because he didn't want to, like, you know, ruin the vibes of the event. So he goes, look at this. And he cupped his hands around his mouth and he does a wibbler call, which sounds like this.
Did that catch? Barely. Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
The audience cannot hear it at all. It's so quiet.
You definitely can't hear most of it because Ash and Batarak started cheering. And then he goes, yep, and that is my Wibbler call. Thank you for your time. Again, Lenril Lindenbar. Thank you. And then he runs off stage.
There's like a golf clap. As you see Ankiv, the person who runs the school and the showcase, comes on stage. They're this very short marsh elf, and they run on stage like big, like beehive hairstyle. Like, I'm very, very sorry about that, you all. I don't know who that was. I know his name is Lenril Lindenbar for certain, but I don't know who he is besides that.
Lenril looks at Batarak and whispers, so sorry.
Your act. It was really good.
Actually, up next is going to be Lenril Lanin. So please give it up for Lenril Lanin. This person comes on stage and does a really good tap dance.
Wow.
I mean,
I wasn't better than you.
Yeah, not as good as the call, but thank you, Patrick. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Of course.
You can't all be winners.
And Ash, why are you avoiding the clearly unrepresented nervous catfolk on the sidelines as the first half of the showcase ends?
Well, you know, it's hard reading energies, reading vibes, whether or not they want to be approached. You know, I don't want to infringe on anyone's personal space. What if they're, you know, in the zone, what if they're focusing? You should have seen the way Len, like, really meditated before that call that he did on the stage. It really takes a lot of time. And I'll just let him, I'll keep an eye on him. I'll keep two eyes on him. And, you know, if I get around to it, I get around to it. But, you know, it's a busy day. You know, I have a lot to do on my agenda. And there's errands to run.
Uh-huh.
And I have to return this book to this library. And you know, usually they have, like, the return box. So if the library's closed, you can still return it. But what if it's jammed? And I don't want to, you know, I want to be able to have a contingency plan.
I'm going to take a bold swing. Ash is fully mumbling this under her breath.
Yeah. I also just wanted to say that before Lenril went on, what Ash said was meditating was actually him just zoning out and staring into the middle distance, which is why he didn't realize he was being pulled on stage until he was fully on stage. He was just totally checked out thinking about something else. You know what he was thinking about? He was like, I got to pick up some butter for... tonight's dinner.
The running gag no one asked for.
At the top of the episode.
I've redeemed myself. I was like, let's get it out of the way.
Lenril and Patarak, you're seeing Ash in a sea of potentially unrepresented people just kind of quietly keeping to herself. She hasn't got up from her little, like, fairy, like, for, like, fairies, they, like, put, like, a big, like, booster seat, basically, on top of a chair.
You know those like tables really... you put on in pizzas to keep the box lid?
Exactly. That, but, like, 20 times as tall, but just as wide, so it's, like, long, spindly legs. sitting there, like, hands in lap, just like mumbling to herself.
You okay there, Ash?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Affirmative. Yes.
Did you want to try to talk to any new clients, potential clients,
You know,
it seems like that guy over there seems pretty unrepresented.
Yeah, he looks really nervous.
Well, I don't like to assume anything ever. I really like setting a goal, planning, following through, and never not.
So you didn't finish the sentence there.
I think Lenroll like leads Padraic like a little ways away and says, okay, the things she's saying have gotten even more nonsensical than usual. I don't know if you've noticed.
She seemed like normally she's like fun nonsensical, you know, like your fun aunt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? And now it's just kind of like there's a little tinge of something scary.
Yeah, now she's like your fun aunt who recently went through a divorce.
Yeah, yeah. But like not like a good divorce, like a really a divorce that really made her like question her mortality, like that kind of divorce. Lenroll stares into the middle distance.
Lenroll, are you okay?
I don't know. I was not ready to go on stage. I'm still a little shaken up by that. Did I do okay? Was that good?
You were great. You were great.
I blacked out a little,
look,
if I'm being honest.
You didn't rehearse. You didn't prepare. Uh-huh. You kind of pulled it out of your left pocket.
Yeah.
But you were great.
Okay.
Lenroll, someone comes up to you and goes, like a very like old man goes, oh, young man, that was, it really looked like you were having fun up there.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
And then he walks away.
Lenroll turns to Padraic and goes, do you think he knew he was talking to me, or do you think he thought I was the tap dancing guy?
Let's not focus on that.
Okay, all right, back to
Let's just take, let's take that compliment and put it in our hearts.
Okay, yeah, I'll take
I
it.
I love that these folks not being theater people don't know that's the greatest insult.
See, the thing is, I feel like if an old man says that, I don't take that as an insult. If it's like someone close to my age or something like that, who's like,
you see, following him, like a very beautiful young woman comes up and goes, "Oh, hi.
Hey, what's up?
You look like you're having fun up there." As they just like nod at you and leave.
Lenroll's head slowly turns to look at Padraic.
Don't even think about it. Let's switch gears. Okay? Whoop whoop. And move.
All right. Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. And
let's go see if we can bring someone over for Ash to talk to. I think maybe she just needs a little push.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. Do you see anyone?
Do you want to go? I mean, the cat folk.
Oh yeah, they look there. They look good. Okay, yeah.
They look nervous.
Why don't you go talk to them? Because I feel like I have a really bad reputation in these parts now, and I don't want to hurt Ash's chances with her by her having an association with the likes of me.
Sure.
Lenroll's shoulders slump.
Sure. No, shoulders up, chin up. All right, we got
it. When Padraic is like the optimist of the group, you know things have gone downhill.
Things
fast.
Are bad.
Lenroll brings his like shoulders up to his ears and like brings his chin in. Okay, yep, shoulders up.
Why don't you go sit next to Ash, and I will find the both of you very soon.
Lenroll goes to sit next to on the ground next to Ash's pizza chair.
Padraic, you head over to this gray haired cat folk. Very like shiny sheen to the fur.
As I head over, I want to be like, how did this happen? You have Lenroll and you have Ash, who are better at talking to people than I am, and here I am going up to someone and asking them if they want to, and I don't know. And then he's just like mumbling to himself as he walks over.
Yeah, you walk up to this catfolk who is like pacing very nervously and like seems to be like talking to himself and then like going, oh man, no.
Everyone's mumbling
everyone's
to themselves.
Everyone's muttering to themselves. No one's talking normally.
Can you see my
hey there, friend.
Oh. Well, hi there.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Havel.
Havel? Nice. Or you haven't performed yet, right?
No, I'm up in the last block of folks going up.
That's good to hear. Are you, by any chance, represented?
I am not currently represented, no.
Would you like to be represented?
Are you a talent agent?
I personally am not, but I am close friends with a talent agent.
And you hear from behind you, Patarak.
Well, I am a talent agent.
As you see a little fairy with a very curt black pixie cut, a green suit and a green tie flutters up next to you and goes,
"Hello there, I'm Pendrika Orondex, talent agent extraordinaire. I am in fact a talent agent and I would like to let you know, I believe Havel Inhod, is that correct?"
And Havel goes, "Oh yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's my name.
Yes, I figured as much. Are you seeking representation?"
"Yeah, no, I'm not represented just yet."
"Well then, of course, pending how you perform on the stage, I would like to offer you a preliminary offer of representation under my wing, so to speak."
Hey there, Havel. Don't listen to Pendrika over here. We've had run-ins before with some of her former clients, and they've had some bad experiences. Oh no. And so
sorry, bad experiences. What quite are you talking about?
So, well, I'll talk to you in a bit. Let me introduce you to one of the greatest agents of all time.
Patrick just starts herding Havel over to Ash.
Yeah. I'll show you, and we can maybe even get you a preliminary offer.
Mr. Inhod, please consider my offer. I can offer great benefits.
And she flutters away. Havel goes, "Oh my God, Pendrika, she's like the greatest talent agent of all time."
"You know, but she's great, you know, I've heard of her, but she doesn't offer you the personal care that someone like my friend Ash would." And I think by this time, Patarak is like sort of herded Havel over to Ash and Lenroll.
So in the time that Patarak has been talking to Havel, I think Lenroll, you know, Lenroll can get down in the dumps, but he bounces back fast. So I think he's been sitting on the ground for like, you know, a solid 20 seconds before he's like, "Okay, I'm good." And then he like, you know, stands up again and he kind of like just shakes it off. And especially looking over at Ash and seeing that she's kind of going through something, he's kind of like, "My friend needs me right now. Well, I'll think about what a disaster I was on stage later when I'm in my on my bedroll at night when the darkness comes."
When the darkness comes. Whoa.
So Lenroll's bounced back, and by the time Patarak comes over, he's like, "Hey.
Oh, feeling better?"
"Yeah, I'm feel, you know, anything. I'll think about it later."
"Oh.
Right now, today is about Ash."
"Heck yeah. Havel, meet Ash. Ash, meet Havel."
And shakes Havel's hand and is like, "You're in for a treat, my guy. This is the greatest talent agent in Grevlon."
"Oh.
Take it away, Ash."
"I'm Ash."
Her name is Ashalinia Mara Gingle Possum. 2 G's, 2 P's, 2 S's.
2 S's, 2 M's.
There you go.
"Oh, right. Oh, well, it's very nice to meet you, Miss Gingle Possum. And you're a talent agent?"
"Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I do many things."
"All right. Well, it was nice to meet you."
"Okay, hey, Ash, do you want to give one of your business cards?"
"Yeah." And she just like spins as she, like she's doing like the dog tail thing as she like tries to grab, and then it's sticky.
She accidentally touches the wrong side and it sticks to her hand.
"Yeah, oh, goodness."
Lenroll starts trying to peel it off her hand as Patarak continues talking to Havel.
"Oh yeah, so the thing about Ash is that she asks everyone to call her Ash, not Miss Gingle Possum. So
right.
You know, you can call her Ash. Feel free. Also." Patrick's just trying to like cover with his body what's happening behind him.
"Now it's buttery and syrupy and smells like pancakes."
"Okay, here it is. We got it." And
okay,
like, Lenril hands it hands it back to Ash to give to Havel.
Yes, here. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Thank you. I'll
And you are what do you do here?
I'm an actor. I hope that I'm going to be an actor. I feel oh no, never mind.
It's important to communicate as an actor, I've heard.
I feel bad with Miserondex's preliminary offer to me.
Lenril looks at Paderak, eyes wide.
Paderak's going to look at Lenril and be like, I'll explain later.
Okay, yeah, got it.
Pendrika does also be a fairy talent agent.
Yeah, but not as good as you, Ash.
Yeah, well, she's the greatest talent agent of all time. You know, she's like the legendary one. But
only in 5 out of 6 articles.
Mm-hmm, I wrote the 6th.
Yeah, maybe don't mention that part, Ash. Maybe don't mention that part to people. Yep.
Right.
Here, I mean the problem is I'm not really good at memorizing things, and so I think I have a hard time with the acting thing. I'm supposed to do a scene, but I'm having a hard time keeping it memorized.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Lenril and Paderak both look at like head snap over to Ash, eyes wide.
Yeah. You know, one of Ash's memorization tricks that she uses is to
Ash has said I know yeah I've heard Ash say that you know, the trick to memorization is to read the words and then keep them in your head.
That does sound like something I would say.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's helpful. Mm-hmm. All right, sorry to bother you all. I've enjoyed the rest of the showcase.
Do you need any more help?
If you're willing to give me a hand with my scene.
Yeah, Paderak, why don't you help him out with a scene over just like several steps away?
Yep, will do. Give me your script. I'll help.
He hands you a script. Samkit, I'm actually gonna send you something.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. We're getting treats.
Havel hands you this like one page of script with his lines highlighted. It's an excerpt from a Quakesword piece. Love's Shrewd Favor. I'm playing
How dare you take Shakespeare and do Quakesword? How dare you?
Oh my
you?
God.
His full name is Woodawus Quakesword, or Would I Was Quakesword.
I would kind of like it better.
Well, that's what his full name is.
Googling how to kick a friend off of a podcast.
I'm playing Henloch, and my scene partner, who is running late today, is playing his like father figure, Garen. If you wouldn't just like mind running me through some of these lines.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Into it. Okay. But my father, like, can't you see that this is fate? We are destined to be together eternally.
I fear your haste, sunlight. You progress with such rate as to leave.
Did you really give Sam get a script?
Yes.
Oh my god. Oh my god. There's so much of it.
It's long.
It's not that long.
Sam
it's like
just
a full,
scrolled with his
it's like
thumb
20
and it
lines.
Kept going.
It's like 20 lines.
As to leave your heart broken if all ends poorly.
You speak line.
You speak wisdom.
You speak wisdom line.
My heart has yet to
my
age.
Heart has yet to age to grow. Lenril and Ash, what are you doing as they went to the side to start running these lines?
Lenril kind of leans in.
What's happening? What am I doing? What's happening?
Great question. What is happening, Ash? Are you okay?
There's a lot. And also,
okay.
There's one me.
Uh-huh. True.
And all of them.
Yes. Are you talking about the other talent agents?
Mm-hmm.
So are you feeling intimidated by the other talent agents being here?
I mean, more so just Pedjica herself. The last time I saw her, she was teaching me how to do what I do. And now I'm supposed to be doing it against her?
Well, I mean, you know, you don't really have to think of it as against her.
The student has never become the master.
Lenril's trying to think of an instance where the student has become a master because he knows that it has happened. But mm-hmm. He cannot think of a single instance. And he's like, oh no, oh no. But Ash, you were acting like this even before you knew that Pendjika was here, so.
And now it's just more and worse. And everyone I've ever met has always said how wise I am. You've been there. You've heard. Yeah. But there's only so much wisdom can take you and natural talent.
Mm-hmm.
And she has years of experience. How am I supposed to compete with that?
I think just one word at a time.
Which word should I say first?
Whatever comes out, Ash. I feel like you always make it work.
That was good.
And then we cut back to...
cut back. Oh, that's nice.
Speak not too much. Brevity is the soul of wit.
Yeah, too short. We'll leave one only just to twit. You all, this lovely conversation. And then you hear the thing that's happening a few steps away. Lenril and Ash... Havel is the worst actor you've ever seen.
I don't know. He's standing next to Padarak. How bad could it be?
Whoa!
Whoa!
Devin just got up and walked out of the room.
Yeah, he's gone.
He took off his headphones and walked away.
He's pulling
away.
Out of his driveway.
Hold up. Guys, there's someone here.
Yeah, Havel is a really, really bad actor. This is like a classic. This is Love's Shrewd Favor by Woodawas Quakesword. This is like, you know, it's tough. It's a tough script. It's hard to butcher it this badly. Quakesword wrote in a very strict pattern, which is 12 syllables per line with a rhyme structure of A, B, A, B, C, D, C, D, E, F, F. None of that is coming across in the way Havel is acting this.
This is just Thomas showing off that he's a Shakespeare scholar.
I hate it.
So Lenril and Ash kind of tune into this, and after they listen for a bit, Lenril's like,
oh, he's amazing.
Lenril was about to say, or maybe, you know, someone else. You could try to represent someone else. And then Ash says that and he shuts up. Yeah.
He's just so himself. He's so authentic.
Yeah, Ash, I really think you guys could probably work well together. But, you know, you got to get in there. You got to make an offer. Go. And he, like, pushes her off the... Like, if it was someone without wings, would have been real bad. But, like, pushes her off the chair.
Havel is taking a little break before the monologue that's a part of this scene. That I also wrote.
Did you actually write this?
I wrote about 20 lines, or like 24 lines of this play. As Ash flies over, Ash, you hear Havel saying to Padarak, of course, you know, I hopefully I'll keep that offer from Pendjika, but, you know, even if I keep the offer, you know, if I don't pass this showcase, then I am not allowed to get an agent anyway, so... I'll have to start school back over and pick a new talent if I don't ace this. But you know, I think I've got this.
Can you imagine?
That would be terrible.
That would be horrible.
Doing 4 years at NYU Tisch, and then you don't get represented as soon as you graduate, and then you have to do four more years at NYU Tisch.
So the representation is a separate thing. Basically, this is also like the final performance at which they will be graded. If they don't pass this,
it's
they
a
have
senior
to...
showcase.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, Ash, you fly over. Hello. As Havel. Oh, hi there.
It's me again. I'm Ash Ginglepossum.
Yes.
Two G's.
Ash.
And then the rest.
Right.
Lenril looks at Ash and is like, improvement. Like, was it better? That's better.
And Padarak looks at Lenril and is like, you did good.
You're doing good too.
I couldn't help but be over there and hear you over here.
Right, yeah. I'm like 5 steps away, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are amazing.
Really?
You're fantastic. Truly, I have never heard a performance like yours from what I was Quake Sword.
Yeah, you looked like you were having a lot of fun up there.
Thank you so much. I was having fun with the words.
It's truly a one-of-a-kind performance, and I mean that so earnestly.
Thank you so much.
Lenroll gives Ash looks at Lenroll. Lenroll gives Ash a thumbs up. Just narrating the visual bit that Atalia and I just did. For anyone who might be listening to this podcast.
I think Patarak is just standing there being like, I know I'm bad, but I'm not an actor. This guy is...
Yeah.
So, Ash, did you want to offer anything to Hobble? Or?
If it's all right with you, Len, I would rather try to help him do the best that he can right now.
Yeah, Ash, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Oh, that would be great. I mean, like, yeah, I know my performance could probably be better because, you know, every actor can, like, hone their craft more and more every day.
As someone who almost had to repeat schooling, entire 3 or 4 years of certification, I understand the stress you must be under.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I could share with you some tidbits.
Hey, you know, any tids and bits that you're willing to share here, I'm all ears.
I personally think that it is easier to remember things that you have to say when you associate movement with them. Have you considered stretching or perhaps interpretive dance?
And as Ash is speaking, and I'm again narrating physical things that Talia is doing while speaking, Ash is moving her arms about with every phrase she says. Her arms move to a different angle as she speaks.
Oh, so doing something. Can I see the script real quick? I'm so sorry.
Of course.
I never learned your name.
Oh, I'm Patarak.
Hi, Patarak.
That's Lenroll.
Lenroll, right.
Lenroll, hey.
Yeah, I heard your animal call on stage.
Lenroll's eyes dim a bit.
I think Patarak is going to move away and stand next to Lenroll while these two get to work.
So, for example, when you say you speak wisdom, perhaps point to your head, as that is where wisdom lies.
You speak wisdom.
And then my heart, and point to your heart, wherever that may be. I'm not
heart,
here to judge.
My heart has yet to age.
And then be a tree.
Has yet to age.
Fantastic.
It's working. He's doing it.
Patarak looks at Lenroll and is like, I don't know about that.
All right, let's be optimistic, Pat.
Words cannot do justice, like I'm banging a gavel. Is
or
that good?
Or perhaps weight, like...
Scales?
Scales.
Cannot do justice
for sure.
To the...
And feel ache that ache. Really that feel I that feel. Ache in yourself. And the more that Ash does this, is going through the script, the faster she starts speaking. So she starts getting back into her normal cadence
to the
and
ache
rhythm.
I feel for my love, my gent.
Yes. No, that's great. Because if you associate one specific movement with Jet, who is a different character, then that you know that every time you do that specific movement, you'll know to feel that feeling. What is that relationship? What movement represents that relationship you have with Jet?
Can Lenroll like pull Patarak over to the side while they're doing this? Really, really great physical bits you guys are doing for this audio podcast, may I just say. I hate to pull us away, but so while they're doing this and Lenroll sees Ash kind of getting back into it, he pulls Patarak away and says, hey, so I wasn't really worried about Penjiga at first once I saw that this guy was maybe not the best, but it seems like Ash is making him better, and now I'm worried about Penjiga again.
So here's the thing, right? And I think Ash is definitely making him better because that's what Ash is good at. She, you know, she's very good at bringing out the best.
You're not
in
here,
people.
Talia.
Sorry.
We're in a huddle.
It was so sweet.
Ash is very good at bringing out the best in people. But I think this performance is going to be just good enough to pass.
So you don't think we have to worry about Penjiga swooping in?
We should keep an eye out, but, you know, maybe tell him to tone it down a little bit so that he can, you know.
Well, I'm thinking maybe we don't ask him to tone it down, but we keep Penjika's attention off of him, if you catch my drift.
Oh, that's a good idea. We can show her some more of your calls.
Lenro's eyes dim.
Oh, sorry, too soon.
Shoulders droop. I mean, I feel like no one really liked my calls, so.
I liked it.
Yeah, I feel like you're just saying that because you're my friend.
No, but when we travel, you know, I listen to your calls all the time. You do bird calls, you do Giebler calls, you do various insect noises.
Yeah.
So cute.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so we can show her some of your Rolodex of calls.
Yeah, well, maybe I can think of something else to do, because I feel like I'm kind of sensitive about my calls now.
Oh, yeah. We can also show her, like, you fixing something.
Oh, I'm really good at fixing stuff.
I can break her chair.
Yeah.
That sounded like a threat. I'm not going to hurt
her. But that would really
her.
Distract just... her, Pat. That's a good idea.
I'm very clumsy.
Okay.
And unfortunate.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. And then they, like, huddle up and they start, like...
They start whispering, we cut back to Ash and Havel, yet too short, will leave one only just a, what's a good sign for a twit?
I think that's the word that I think you should really, even if it doesn't make sense to what the definition is, because it doesn't make sense, that's what makes sense because of the definition of the word, you know?
She's back, folks.
Right, but what emotion do I do? That's very
no,
good.
No, that's the thing. You can just pick any emotion. It doesn't have to mean anything. There you go.
Havel starts shaking his shoulders and arms. Again, just trying to give some description to our audio audience.
I'm so
sorry.
I apologize.
I'm usually very good at
no,
this.
No, don't apologize at all. This is hilarious.
Yeah, if you're watching.
Well, I am.
Sam is having a great time.
Okay, that's a really good tactic. Thank you. I think that I can probably finish memorizing the monologue before I have to go on stage.
I think what's important, Havel, is that you really understand why you're moving the way you're moving. And as soon as you understand why you're moving the way you're moving, you'll understand why you're saying the words you're saying.
That's really wise.
Thank you.
Lenroll and Patarak come walking back. Hey, how's it going?
We've just made a breakthrough.
Ash, just help me make a breakthrough. It's important when you're acting to know why you're saying the words you're saying.
And not many people know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So then I'm probably ready to go, and I can probably just like spend the next like 30 minutes of prep time just like kind of sleeping under a sun ray.
Alternatively.
No? Yeah.
I think it's good to keep hydrated.
Okay.
And the sun dehydrates.
Right, but also I really would love to stretch out in like a nice big stretch of sunlight and just like soak up that warmth.
Oh, he's a catfolk. I understand why this is happening now.
But yeah, I'll hydrate. So you think I'm ready to go. I'm ready to graduate to get an agent.
Oh, you're asking me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lenro like gives Ash a little like push.
Oh, yeah, I think you are a generational talent.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I mean that. I don't say things I don't mean usually.
Wow.
I'm a lot like an actor in that way. Because I say what what was I supposed to be saying? I know what I'm saying. Is that what I've been saying? That's what I've been saying. I know what I'm supposed to be saying. Or why I'm... I've got it. I know why I'm supposed to be saying what I'm supposed to be saying.
Was that all Ash, or was some of that tone?
You know what? It's kind of a little bit of both.
So, do you think that you might want to represent Havel if things go well?
You know what, Havel? I would love to represent you, and I think that I could do a very good job. But I think you know what's best for you. Penjika is a great talent agent, and I respect her fully.
She's fine. Right, Pat? She's all right.
Yeah, she's
I think she's kind of over
best.
The hill, if you ask me.
So I would love to be your agent, but only if you'd let me.
Okay, well, we'll see if I'm allowed to graduate first.
just remember to pick the person who you think knows you the best. Because when they know why they've picked you, they'll know what to do.
I think you lost me there, but but it sounded good.
Thank you.
She knows what she's talking about.
She's very smart.
Even when you don't.
Well, I'm going to go pick some more movements then for the monologue.
You're doing great.
Thank you so much for your help.
And break legs.
And they kind of like skitter off very have like fun. Cat zoomies across the hall. Lenril and Patarak.
Yeah. What's up? Hi, Thomas.
What's up?
What plan have you made in order to
elaborate on this?
Take care of Pendrica.
Well, I think first off, we don't want Ash to know about it because we don't think she'd approve.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't think she would.
I think the plan is, and you know, Sam Kit, we can go back and forth, take turns
for sure,
sharing
for sure.
This plan that we have.
One word at a time.
One word at a time. So I think the plan is that when Havel goes up on stage,
Patarak is going to walk by the agent area where Penchika's obviously sitting, you know, at the top row. So she has the best seat.
On one of those tall, flimsy pizza chairs.
Exactly. Yep.
Wait, are you actually doing back and forth?
Yeah. Sam Kitt and I have this plan. We yep. concocted a plan off mic that we are now
sharing.
Did you guys
group chat actually? Without me again?
No.
I've told you guys you can't group chat without me.
This is a very well thought out plan that we've spent a lot of time on and that we are now jointly sharing together.
You're not the only person who wrote a script, Thomas. Yeah.
The only one who can plan in advance.
So, yeah. So she's sitting on one of those tall, you know, flimsy table things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Patrick is going to walk by and knock into the chair.
Because I'm clumsy, you know. I'll trip on a rock, on my own feet, on my trunk sometimes, on my tail.
And break it. You gotta yes. like make a point to break the chair.
Exactly. Now I do know she has wings.
Yeah, so she'll be fine. We're not trying to, you know, hurt her.
Exactly. No pain involved.
No.
Just anger.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just playing with emotions here.
Oh my
Nothing
God.
Physical. While this is happening, I am also going over to where they keep the spare chairs and hiding them. So if she tries to get a new chair, there aren't any.
Okay.
So then Patarak is going to say...
Really loudly, you know, because I have the trunk.
Yeah.
I can make it loud.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Pendrica. I am so sorry.
Yeah. And then I'm going to run over and say, what happened, Patarak?
Lenril. My we're just role playing it now.
Yeah. This is just, this isn't actually happening.
Lenril. My dear friend of many years, I see.
We put our arms around each other to show that we are good friends.
I seem to have broken this very kind fairy's chair.
The point is, you know, obviously we're speaking slowly. We're bringing a lot of attention to ourselves. So she's missing Havel's performance on stage. And I say, oh, no. Well, Thomas, please listen. We're explaining this to you, Thomas, so we need you to pay
attention.
You're going
to be speaking very loudly during the performance of
No. But, like, it's going to be, like, it's, like, not loud, but, like, it's enough that, like, we're distracting her, but, like, you know.
And some of the people around her.
Really, right. We just need the people who are going to decide if... We don't need any of the agents to hear him because we want Ash to represent him. So.
And the professors are sitting on the other side of the
auditorium. The professors are so far away, so they're not even going to be able to hear
him. Because why would they be sitting near the agent?
Yeah.
Why would they?
So I say, oh my goodness. Well, we can't have Pendrica not have a chair.
She's the greatest talent scout.
She's the greatest talent scout. 5 out of 6 publications say so. Well, I happen to be a trained professional handy person. Let me fix this chair for you.
Wow, a trained professional handy person. We haven't caught up in a long time, Lenril.
And then I say, Patarak, I thought we were friends of many years. It's like you don't even know me.
Lenril, it's not like that.
And Lenril says, "Who is she?"
And scene.
Are you guys sure you didn't write this out?
Yeah, and then we'll probably, like, we'll go from there.
Yeah.
But that's to the gist. That's the general gist of it. Basically just keeping her attention.
Oh my god, do you know what's going to happen? Pentica's going to sign you two.
I mean...
Hey, I'm already represented.
Hey, Talia?
Yeah?
No.
Okay. Well, okay. Hey, Thomas, I don't think that's your call to make.
Yeah. I think it is, actually.
I think that's up to Pentica.
True. So, we're going to do a roll.
Finally.
All right.
I was worried we weren't going to do a roll this session, honestly. For those of you tuning in for the very first time, we're playing a game that we're calling Adventures in Grevlon, which is powered by Cortex Prime. The way rolls in our game work is that I'll set a difficulty for the character by creating a pool of multiple dice based on the difficulty of the challenge. Then our players will assemble the dice pool of their own and attempt to beat the challenge as effectively as possible. So this is going to be to distract Pendrika. She is a laser-focused individual. It is going to be hard to distract her.
Actually, lasers don't exist in Grevlon, so...
Okay, she's focused like a steel blade.
All right, I'll take it.
So that's going to be a 2d10 difficulty plus a d8, because she's going to be watching somebody that she has offered a prospective offer to already.
Great.
That is, oh my goodness, a hitch.
Ooh. Let's go.
I think you hitch more than any of us do.
Yeah.
I really do. It's insane. With a difficulty, embarrassingly, of 6.
All right.
Okie dokie.
Just Patarak is going to roll because he's doing the bulk of the...
Can I get a help?
Yeah, can I help?
Like plot point help? From...
Yes, you will be able to get some help there.
I mean, can I say that, like, when I start fixing this chair, because I feel like that's going to be the part that's going to be hardest to keep her distracted, is when I'm fixing the chair. Because sure. Assumably at that point, all that's happening is fixing. So can I give my my D8 fix to make my fixing so impressive and engaging that she can't look away? Thomas just rolled his eyes at me.
Thomas is a real eye roller.
My fixing is so incredible. This is a talent agent. She is looking
Ash
for
noticed.
Talent.
This is what Ash noticed when she
this
first met
Len. This is what
Ash
has been trying Ash to recruit noticed. For months and months and months.
Yes. You may use your fix skill, stepped down, because that's how
Step
this
down.
Works.
Dude, a d6.
To help out Patarak.
All right, so Pat, you got a d6. Add that.
D6. Okay, great. I'm going to do a d8 of Callous Right Hands, because I'm effectively helping out Ash here. A d8 of Charm and a d8 of Influence, along with the d6 from the stepped down fix that Lenril gave me. We're going to roll that.
Yep. Difficulty 6.
Roll that big money, big money, big money.
Did you hitch?
No.
No.
I didn't hitch.
No way.
I didn't hitch.
Okay.
If I hit the difficulty, it counts as beating it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't need to spend a plot point. I rolled 3 threes and a 2, but so I get a 6 with a d8 effect die.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
It does the job.
A heroic success.
Close.
Close.
Not at all.
Close.
Barely a success.
Barely a success.
Still counts.
So, chair knocked over, broken. Pendrika, I'm so sorry. What are you doing?
Oh my god.
Yes. Yes. Just as we planned.
Miss Pendrika Orondex.
Lenril is hiding all the chairs as he...
Sorry. I'm so sorry for knocking over your chair.
Well, that's fine. I'll just keep flying
no,
here.
No, I insist we must get someone to fix it immediately.
Well, then get someone quickly.
Lenril runs over. Patarak, what happened?
This is Lenril, my friend of many years.
Yes, okay.
I am a trained handy person. I can fix your chair for you.
Oh my god, Lenril, you're a trained handy person.
Lenril turns to Patarak. How do you not know this about me? I thought we...
No, Lenril, it's part of the act.
Oh, right, sorry.
This is all very confusing.
Yes, we've been friends
chair.
For many years,
please
but Patarak did not know that I was a trained...
I don't care how long we've been friends. I don't care how long you've been friends. Just fix my chair, please.
Yes, I am on it. Lenril starts fixing this chair, and he's incredible.
Wow. Look at his handiwork.
Yeah, Lenril fixes the chair.
Why are you saying it so nonchalant?
I feel like you shrugged it off.
It was incredible.
In the meantime,
Len mended the chair.
He like takes off his like little like vest situation, and so you can like see his arm muscles as he works, just really pulling all the stops.
Yeah, I've got that draconic tattoo.
Yeah, that says persevere and definitely never said anything else. Yep.
Meanwhile, Havel has come on stage with his partner. Yelk was going to be his scene partner for this. And you see that they take the stage. They begin this scene, and Havel is nervous. You can see the nerves clearly on his face. He's like half remembering to do the motions. And we're going to do another roll. This is to see how effective Ash was at helping Havel out here. This is going to be a 2d8 difficulty with an added d12 because Havel, as of this morning, was just an astoundingly bad actor.
Yeah.
So, oh my goodness, that is another hitch. A 7 difficulty.
Okay.
Good roll, good roll, good roll, good roll.
Love, love, love.
I'm going to use a d8 for my distinction of see the silver lining. As I'm trying to really see the beauty in his acting, that's, you know, the very clear beauty in his acting. With a d8 of heart, and we'll do a d6 of perform as I am actually, may I do a d8 of influence as I'm trying to, with my reaction to his performance, influence the audience to have the similar reaction.
Mm. That's very sweet.
I'll take that. I think that's sweet.
And then may I also add a specialty of publicity?
Not what I imagined that specialty was for, but yeah.
Great. So I will also be adding a d6 for publicity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Max, 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 max.
I did not max. I have to beat...
A 7.
I got a 9 with a d8 effect.
Yeah.
Wow.
Heck yeah.
So we see the kind of coda of this scene. Havel says... Yet too short, we'll leave one as only just a twit. His partner, Yelk, says, you have learned much from me, son-like. I am proud. Like as Lethi Voss to Abli Crike.
I would like to do the like dance mom thing where Ash is doing the movements in the background.
Like Amy Poehler in Mean Girls in the...
Okay.
In an attempt to like encourage him.
You're doing the movements along. He's like very distracted. He's not seeing you at first. Then Yelk leaves the stage. And you see Havel make eye contact with you, see the motions you're doing, and goes, alas, why do his words, my true loving heart, sting?
Brings hands to his chest.
Why should I his advice heed?
Points off.
Wise though he may be.
Brings his hands to his head.
If only my love I could attend.
Heart over his chest, hands folded.
Oh, to kiss that hand.
Kisses his hand.
To see their eyes.
Ugh.
Brightest stars, truest deep as could e'er be dreamed upon the land.
Doing something with his hands. I can't really describe it.
Alas, no. Nay. We must calm.
Hands are kind of out of the frame right now, so I can't really see what he's doing with them.
Calm.
Brings his fingertips together.
As heart beats.
Fist over his chest.
As once live.
Spreads his hands.
As hope dances within.
This little like weird dancing thing with his hands.
I will see my sweet.
Hands over his eyes, hands in his chin.
That I pledge here on calves chin.
Extends arm.
The audience applauds. People are looking on, genuinely shocked that Havel could give a decent performance of a Quake sword monologue. And Havel takes a bow. The showcase ends. A few more people perform. And at the end, Havel comes running up to you, Ash, and goes, oh my goodness, thank you so much. Your advice helped me so much. I was able to really channel something within me.
It was truly a spectacular performance.
We're going to do one final roll.
Yar. Ooh. Yar, 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 yar.
Which is going to be your general influence versus Pendrika's general influence.
On him?
Oh, doesn't she have like a D12 influence?
Well, here's the thing. She's going to roll with a D10 of charm.
Okay.
A D8 and a D6. That is all.
Okay.
Is there dog barking?
Yeah, there's a dog barking in the yard next to mine.
Can you tell him that we're recording a podcast?
that dog scares me, so no. So yeah, she's going to roll a D8 for her distinction. She's going to roll a D10 for her charm. She's going to roll a D6 for her influence, which is stepped down for reasons that may be revealed later. Ash, she also has an unhelpful complication of D8, which you will get to add to your dice pool.
Whoa.
Wait, so because she was unhelpful?
So, because she didn't help. Because Ash has this like leg up on her.
A wing up.
Yeah.
A wing up, exactly. So that is a difficulty of 11.
Okay.
With a D6 effect die. Pendrika flies up as Havel approaches you. And says,
well acted. I hope you've considered my offer.
Ash, go ahead and roll.
I think connection seeker for this one. I think she's being very genuine and not trying to... I think she wants to have a connection, not just try to win. So I'll D8 for connection seeker. I guess I have to do a D8 for charm. I thought that makes sense to me. D8 for influence again.
Mm-hmm.
A D8 for complication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the most important role of my life. No.
You can spend a plot point to bring in an extra thing if you want to.
I rolled 2 ones.
Ooh.
Now, I will say, you have a special effect. It doesn't have to just go on see the silver lining rolls. This is just a special effect that you have. When you roll a hitch,
oh my God.
You can re-roll that die, step down by one.
That's
but
true.
You now hitch on ones and twos.
But I've hitched
then.
Twice on that.
You can re-roll both of those dice stepped down.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Woo! So I'm going to use... This is the first time I've ever used a special effect.
You always ask about it and then it never...
I never do. I'm going to use my special effect that lets me re-roll hitches with step down die. So I'm replacing my... I'm pushing two of the D8s with D6s.
Yes, and if she rolls a 1 or a 2 on these dice, those count as hitches.
Max.
I didn't hitch. I will... What was the difficulty I have to beat?
The difficulty was 11.
I will spend a plot point to add an additional result into my die, and that is an 18 with a D8 effect die.
Oh my God!
No!
Oh my... Goodness.
I was so scared.
I rolled 2 fives on those sixes.
Oh,
I wanted to do a heroic success.
This is a heroic success.
That. We really pulled. She pulled out all the mechanics.
I'm learning how to play this game.
Talia, cut me off if this isn't what you want to occur.
Mm.
Havel runs up. Pendrika re-extends the offer, and Havel goes, "Oh well, If it's not too much trouble, Miss Gingle Possum, Ash, would you be willing to take me on as a client?"
What's this guy's name?
He's not in the roly-poly decks yet. You can't hold that against her. He's not in the roly-poly decks yet.
Oh, Havel, I'd be honored.
All right. Well, then, yeah, I don't know what paperwork we have to sign, but yeah, I'm your client now.
Wait, how does Pendrika look?
As Ash and Havel celebrate a little bit, Pendrika looks upset.
I want her to be proud.
She is not used to being bested. As she just watches Havel and Ash embrace after this victory, Yelk, Havel's partner, comes over, a dog folk, and goes, "Oh, dear, did you..." And Havel goes, "Yeah." And she said, "Yeah." And they embrace. And Pendrika just looks on, staring daggers at Ash.
Pendrika.
Miss Gingle Possum.
please continue calling me that.
Yo! Get him! Get him!
And you know what? That's where we're going to end our story today.
Thank you for listening to Tales from Grevlon. Ash is played by Talia Shotsky. Lenral is played by Katie Siegel. Paderak is played by Sam Kitsiol, with Thomas Flons as our tailkeeper. And I'm Nicole. Hi! If you enjoy the show and want to help it grow, please take a minute and leave a kind review on the Apple Podcasts app. If you do, Talia will run lines with you for your next performance. For more Tales from Grevlon, check out @DearlessFira on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also join the Chattering Grove Discord. The link to that is in the description. Or don't. Live your life. Bye!
I'm Hemlock. Do you want to be Garen?
I'll be Garen. That's Katie? My dream role, okay. Honestly.
Cool. Thank you. But my father, like, can't you see this is fate? We are destined to be together eternally.
I fear your haste, son-like. Your progress with such rate as to leave your heart broken if all ends poorly.
You speak wisdom. My heart has yet to age, to grow. Yet words cannot do justice to the ache I feel for my love. My gent, how I wish the words could flow of how dear they are, how their gaze upon me heals.
Speak not too much. Brevity is the soul of wit.
Yet too short will leave one as only just a twit.
You have learned much from me, son-like. I am proud, like as Lethi Voss to Abli Crike. Exeunt Garen.
Alas, why do his words my true loving heart sting? Why should I his advice heed, wise though he may be? I wish only to be with my love, to live, dance, and sing. True heart to true heart, seeing all there is to see. If only my love I could attend. Trapped as they are in their father's tower, sighing upon their hand. Oh, to kiss that hand, to see their eyes, brightest stars, true as deep as could e'er be dreamed upon the land. Alas, no, nay. We must calm wait for such a while, to be in long embrace, for both of us to smile. As heart beats, as once live, as hope dances within, I will see my sweet, that I pledge here, on Cav's chin.
And scene.
Woo! Sponsored by Rhyme Zone.
Thank you.